Legendary Kills.
Unwanted target dusted. Solid work.
Point for the red team.
Under fire.
What's good? What's happening? This is Mlindini, the long-awaited, and I'm not alone.
It's your boy, BZ, the show that shows other shows what they should be showing, and we're back with another episode here again today with a 2.0 of what we had, the last show of the most overrated games, and we do hope, again, you do enjoy the show with us.
Yeah. There's quite a lot of games, just that we can't really get deep into all of them, but I'm going to start off just being, you know, I'm always going to be that bad guy where every game that is good, apparently, it's like Creed Syndicate. And then later on, you get to play the different installments as Valhalla. There's...
Yeah, man, it's true, man. And I think I've played Assassin's Creed 3, and I feel like people were veterans of this game. Like, they really love this game. And I was like, you know what? Let me try this game out. Let me see what it is that they have for me and what it could possibly bring for me. I might become just like them and be as a religious gamer of Assassin's Creed, and whatever series comes in, I'm going to play it. But when I played it, I feel like it was a little bit more tedious. Like, there's a lot of things, a lot of repetition that I'm not liking. There's very little development. Like, you just go from one stage to another doing the exact same thing, killing the next guy. Like, it was just a little not giving what it should, man. I was expecting a little bit more, but I guess things will always be overhyped and you'll always be disappointed when you kind of follow that route and fall into the trap of, you know, believing that hype.
Yeah, that's true, man, because Assassin's Creed for me, like, I enjoyed quite a few of them. There was Origins, there was Odyssey, there was Syndicate. But after a while, when you play them and you, like, it feels like you've played them all, man. It's like, okay, it's a different scenery, different setup. And people get excited, man. I remember there was that rumor that there's going to be Assassin's Creed in India or somewhere in Asia. And everyone was so hyped up. And then, didn't come out. There was only Valhalla. And then it's like Vikings and all that. But I don't know. Maybe because I watched the series Vikings as well. And then I tried to compare it with Assassin's Creed, and I'm like, no, guys. Like, whatever you keep trying to do with each country or each region that they try and target, it feels the same because they're not really being that authentic to whatever place they're in. It's just being a role-playing game, and then they just change the scenery and the type of people that you meet there.
Wild, man, wild. And I think the game that I played, even though it wasn't necessarily on console, but it was a really old game, pretty overhyped, very overhyped, and I think everybody in my high school had this game. Everyone, for some odd reason, there's this common game. Uh-huh. It's like, I think I was in like 7th grade when there was this game, like whatever game it is, there's usually a game that everybody plays, like your typical mini militia, like, you know, there was a game that started to trend, and now everybody started to have this game. It became big, and like Shovel Knight was just like, nah, bro, like, I was the weird kid, rather. Like, I just never played the game. Like, I never liked it. I saw it once, played it a couple of times. I was like, no, this is not for me. Like, the game, like, it has some kind of mediocre type of feel to it. It's a common corruption in cognitive processing. Like, it looks like a game that looks fun. Like, it's addictive, but it looks really bad, but you enjoy the game for some odd reason. I think it caused some kind of a deluge of pop culture where people like the game for the feel of it and not necessarily what it really has for them and the performance it has. And people think maybe it's awesome to, like, put two mediocre ideas together, but I guess it wasn't my type of thing, you know, and it kind of it was a Wolverine type of game where Wolverine had the sword and he went around wearing his costume, killing people, and it seemed as though it was really unique for people and they liked it, but me personally, I was just like, nah, I'm good, you know, I'm all right.
Whoa, okay, so you didn't really enjoy that one, man, even though everyone was like, hey, man, this game is good, you know, like you're saying, everyone in your school had it, and then it's like, for you, nah, not really.
Yeah, true.
Okay, I see. Look, there's another one, which I just don't feel like there was a necessity for this game to ever be released again and again and again and again, which is Skyrim. Skyrim, for me, is just like, I know it sucks to say a game is boring, because that's like me saying that developers didn't put their time and effort into it, but they did. It's just that I feel like there's so many other better games out there that they could have made, and other games that honestly are much better than this. Like I've said, The Witcher is way better. There's other role-playing games that are better. There's games like Dragon Age, which you could play, that are much better than Skyrim. But everyone keeps talking about Skyrim. And even now on YouTube, if you go and search for like Skyrim mods, there's probably a guy who released a video probably like 2 days ago, because he's still excited about Skyrim. And I'm just like, bro, wow, this game came out a while ago. Like, can't we just like move on from this game?
Let it go,
and I understand,
man,
that everyone, that's the thing. People don't want to let it go. Like, people just want to stay on this game and be like, yeah, we need it on PS5 as well. And I'm like, no. Like, yo, we need to move on from these type of games, bro, man. Like, it's been a minute that it's been released, and we can't keep having the same game over and over again.
Yeah. Man, that's just wild, man. That is insanely wild. And I think the game that I felt the same way that you felt was, like, Kingdom Hearts. I was just like, no, this is not for me.
What? For real, man?
I did not like Kingdom Hearts. Like, I was just like, no.
No. I love that game, man.
No, man.
I remember I had a friend, and this guy borrowed me the copy.
Yeah.
And then he tells me an excuse, like, his dad wants the game. I'm like, what is your dad doing at Kingdom Hearts?
Bro,
man, we kids here.
Come up with a better lie.
Exactly, man. So you didn't like the game?
No. I did not like the game whatsoever. I think I liked the fact that there was your Donald Duck, your Gaston, your Mulan, your Goofy type of stuff where they were all there. Like, it was like really cool, you know, but I was just not feeling the game, man. Like, something about it that I just didn't like. Everything was cool about the game. Like, I genuinely was seeing that this game was really good, you know, but there are certain games where you can see everything was going well, but you're just not connecting with it for some odd reason. And I really have nothing bad to say about the game except for the graphics. But because I feel like the graphics were deserving of its time, you know, I will give credit that, you know. But again, I was just not feeling the game, man. And I was just like, yeah, man, I get the game, man. And I get why people enjoy it. But me personally, something was just not clicking, you know.
Ooh, okay. So you didn't even play it like on PS4 and all these other, like, you know, new installments. They kind of rebooted them and all that stuff.
Nah.
You didn't really play them.
Nah, I mean, I got first impression, and you know what they say about first impressions, man.
Yeah, at last.
Yeah.
That's the truth, man. Whoa. Okay, nah, I never thought you'd say that, but okay. Nah, man, I know it's not for everyone.
Yeah.
But yeah, I enjoyed the game, man. I really loved it so much, man. I was like, whoa, all these characters, like, you know, put into one game. It was just weird. And like a whole mashup and storylines coming in between and all that. But okay. So the one that I would say, let's say my last, maybe, let's see. Street Fighter. I know I said I played this in arcade days, and when I was growing up and all that stuff, like, you know, in the hood, we would all put our coins on the machine and say we're going to challenge the next person that wins and all that stuff.
Yeah,
but Street Fighter, for me, man, it's like, yeah, it's okay, it's not that much of a big deal. I mean, it's big in esports, but then looking at how the game is, man, I'm just like, it's okay, man. It's not that dope as it's supposed to be. I keep seeing how they even, like, you know, keep making it, and everyone looks so buffed and big, man. I'm just like, nah. You guys are killing the whole look of it again. But the game for me is just, it's okay. It's not that big of a deal. There's other games, like I said, there's King of Fighters out there.
True.
Marvel versus Capcom. There's so many other fighting games. There's Mortal Kombat. I know that, like, some people don't like it because of the gore and all that and how hectic it is, but Injustice. You said you didn't like Injustice, but I love Injustice. So I feel like there's so many other games that we could play out there, but then yeah, people enjoy this classic, and I'm just like, yeah, it's okay, just too overhyped, man. It's had its share of time, and yeah. I think you should just like move on from it. Same as Tekken. Yeah. So that's two games that I'm throwing jabs at.
Yeah.
Tekken and Street Fighter, I'm just like, nah. Let's just give up on these games and just move on to the new stuff.
True, man. True. And I think I agree with you on that. But the game I think I played and I felt the exact same way was God of War. Like, God of War was a good game. It was a good game, but
yeah.
I was just not clicking with it. It was way overrated for my liking. It was just like out there because it was a little too slapstick for my liking. Like, it was just like from here to there, and then yeah, that's it. Like, you just gotta kill the next big guy. And it was similar to like your Dragon Ball Z, like the next big guy, and you gotta kill that person. Gotta, like, bro, like, yeah. I was just not feeling that.
My
favorite
anime, man. Okay.
You know? Like, it was your typical Dragon Ball Z, man. And it was, God of War was a good game. It was good, but I feel like it was starting to become a little bit more tedious, you know, with the characters, and there was no development, very little personality, man. Like, it just had the next big guy, and the characters just got harder and harder and harder. And that was all. That was all to the game, you know.
But you always keep winning. That's the thing. You always keep beating them. No matter how strong they are, you will always win against them because it's Kratos, you know?
True.
Oh, man. Okay. So wait, so you're not going to get probably like God of War or Ragnarok because it's going to come out in like a week's time, I guess? Wait, no. That's on like 11 November, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, the 19th. Yeah. It's one of those times. So are you not going to get it?
Actually, I'm thinking of getting the game, giving it another try, because I generally had times where I enjoyed the game, but there was a point in time where it started to become tedious, and I think maybe that I had a role to play with that, not necessarily the game, but I feel like it was a good game. I could give it another try, and obviously it's a new game, and there's new developments, hopefully, quote unquote. So yeah, I think I think I'm gonna give it another try.
Okay. Yeah, man. No, I'm surprised, man. God of War. You know, like, I used to play, like, so many of the older ones on PSP and PS2 as well. Never finished the first one.
Yeah.
But I played, like, so many of them so many times. And, yeah, God of War was... I mean, it's been there for me. It's, like, it's been good. I'm not going to lie. Enjoy it. It's just that, yeah, I guess it's just overhyped at times because everyone's like, I'm buying a PS4 because there's God of War.
True.
I'm buying a
PS4
because it's an exclusive. I'm buying a PS4. It's like, okay, fine. Like, you know, we get the point, but
there's
so many other games you could be playing, you know, just don't buy a console. It's like people keep saying they're buying a PS4 or Xbox because of FIFA. It's like, man, there's so much to life than just FIFA.
True, man.
Yeah, even though I play FIFA, but like there's so much to it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true, man. I mean, FIFA's a good game to have, you know, but there's so much more to life and gaming than just FIFA, you know?
Exactly, man. But some people don't get it, man. They just think, no, this is the life. This is it, man.
Man.
Wake up every morning, just put FIFA. You just play FIFA. When the gents pull up at your crib, you just play FIFA. And you're just like, oh man, don't you guys get bored? Like, this is a whole thing that you've been playing. That every single day, you're playing the same type of teams, the same matches.
But, same thing.
I mean, people are different, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. And we were all different, man. We got different preferences. And yeah, man. I guess at the end of the day, we're all different people. We got different preferences. Perhaps maybe the games that you like and you think are not overrated are overrated to us. And maybe the games we think are underrated to us may be overrated to you, you know. But again, this is just a personal thing. Not necessarily that they really are overrated to everyone, but some of them to some degree you would agree they are. You know, but I think there are certain games that are overrated to a lot of people out there.
Yeah. No, that's true, man. But hey, just to close off the show, I'll just say one more game that's overrated for me is Mass Effect. I know I'm hating on sci-fi again just because I'm not really a fan. But Mass Effect, man, it's okay. It's not that big of a deal. Yeah, fine, outer space. And yeah, all those, you know, those aliens and all that you fight, man, there's still better shooters out there. Like, you know, we can't be on this whole thing about Mass Effect. It's so good, Mass Effect, and all of that stuff. It's okay. It's not that good. It's just, it's whatever for me. But hey, I know you're going to hate me for it, but hey, it's just the truth.
True. That's true. It's certainly true, man. And I feel there are certain games that I like personally, and I feel like they're my all-time best, but I can't overlook the fact that they are overrated, you know? And a lot of people like it as much as I do, and it's certainly overrated. As much as I might really love the game, somebody else thinks, yeah, I love it, but it's overrated, you know? So, yeah, man. True.
Yeah. But just to close off the show, just say, yeah, you can hit us up on our socials. Let us know what any other games that you feel like were not on this list, or were they on, they were on this list, but unfairly. And yeah. BZ, is there any other last game you'd like to say or mention that's like overhyped or anything you want to say?
Oh yeah, for sure. And I think similar to FIFA, I think PES was certainly overrated.
And PES died, man. Bro. Imagine.
Bro, like, I feel like when the game was still in its prime, my goodness, the game, it was on mobile, it was on console, it was on PSP, everywhere, literally. Like, the game was just certainly overhyped. Everybody had the game. It was almost like a rivalry between FIFA and PES. Like, it was just, bro, it was the Pepsi of Coke at that time. Like, it was wild.
Yeah.
It was wild.
I remember those days, man.
Bro.
But especially on PS2. I'm not going to lie. On PS2, PES had the better graphics.
Yeah.
The better gameplay. It just lacked in terms of like being authentic. And people loved UEFA. Remember that UEFA was only in PES.
Yeah.
And then FIFA never had the licensing for it. True. So yeah, you know, I remember those days, man.
Man. I mean, those were good days. I'm not going to lie. Those were certainly good days, you know. But like the game was like overhyped at that time, man. Like it was wild. It was wild.
Yeah. True, man. But hey, yeah. Just to close off the show, keep gaming and stay safe.
Yeah, man. And it's your boy BZ, the show that shows other shows what they should be showing. It's been a great episode sharing it with you guys. And yeah, man, hit us up on our socials and yeah, man, interact with us, man. We will definitely have a bit of a conversation about the games. And if you think there are games that we left out or games that you think we might have kind of overrated and we think that maybe they are kind of underrated, man, hit us up on our socials and we can have a conversation about that. And yeah, man, otherwise, I think we've had a great episode. And yeah, man, have fun, stay gaming, stay safe, and yeah, enjoy.
It's that simple. Become part of the family today, because radio has never been better with Active FM.
This is Radio On Demand. What you want, when you want it.
It's Active FM. Active FM.
Radio has never been better, baby. This is Active FM. Go to www.activefm.co.za for more.